I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The U.S. Supreme Court says Colorado's practice of not automatically refunding court fees and other costs to people convicted of crimes but later exonerated violates the Constitution. The justices ruled 7-1 in favor of two people whose convictions were later thrown out. Colorado law had required people cleared of wrongdoing to recover their costs in a separate civil lawsuit where they had to prove their innocence. A measure that would allow people as young as 21 to serve in the state legislature passed its first hearing at the State House yesterday. As 91.5 KRCC's Benson Berkland reports, right now that age limit is 25.
Colorado is in the minority nationwide. About a dozen states allow 18-year-olds to run for the State House. Other places, the age is 21, and some states have no age limits. Democratic Senator Mike Merrifield of Colorado Springs says lowering the age limit is the fair thing to do.
We give a lot of responsibilities to young people, yet they don't have an opportunity to have an input on the legislation that creates these responsibilities. I think it's an unfair disadvantage.
Some opponents worry that 21-year-olds don't have enough life experience. Because this proposal would change the state constitution, it requires a two-thirds vote in each chamber to pass, not just a simple majority. It would then go before voters in 2018. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.